Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Black Prince of Preacher. That's who it is. In the building. Already. Y'all ready for this one? They ain't ready. We finna do it. The whole church finna be quiet. You know, lately, every time people see me, they be like, there you go. Got the whole church crunk if a Holy Ghost party. There he go. You know how we do, we bout to get the party started. There he go. You know how we do, if the spirit takes you, you better move. There he go. But don't be hating what I'm doing. I hate to be blunt, but I'm so lit. Mayweather on the flow, look at drop hit. Big time my lifestyle, see I'm hood rich. Hammer time on the track, yep, I'm too legit. Yeah. Hold up, bring it back, can't touch this. Play the cost to be the boss and I ain't leaving no tip. I preach, you preach, but we ain't the same. I'm different, plus I wear two chains. Church so fucking need a dance floor. DJ in the choir, I just wanna see you praise more. Spirit moving like, whoa, what you waiting for? If you doubting what we doing, you can hit the dope or so. We don't need you, nope, we don't need you. Just accept the fact you was here for a season. I'm so past, bitch, you can't see me. If you really miss me, turn on your TV. There you go. Got the whole church crunk, it's a Holy Ghost party. Got the whole church crunk, you know they about to get it started. There you go. And you know how we do, if the spirit tell you move, you better move. There you go. But don't be hating what I'm doing. God being so good, I had to turn up. Got your rockin' side to side with your hands up. That's two steps. Rock with it.
Go ahead.
If you really love them, then
slide with it. Yeah.
To the left, hold it to the right. Don't dip, not drop it. Keep it tight. I'm on a natural high. This that top flight. It's a Holy Ghost party tonight. And if you're hating on us, you need to stop it. Knowing me and views as soon as we drop it. How we at the top, but still climbing. Beat the game down to dust, but still grinding. Switch the flow, what the still shining. New whip was coming, it's a matter of timing. Number one on the charts and ain't declining. My little light shining so bright that it's blinding. There he go. Got the whole church crunk, it's a Holy Ghost party. There he go. Got the hands in the air, so you know we about to get it started. There he go. You know how we do, if the spirit tells you move, you better move. There he go. But don't be hating what I'm doing. Hold up, show you what my gut about. Yeah. If you an atheist, it might get turned out. Once you feel the spirit, then you start to shout. You won't understand the words coming out your mouth. Yeah, it's crazy, I know it sounds crazy. I was on the road to hell and he saved me. Gracie mercy is what he gave me. Now I try to pay him back with my praises. Dancing in the streets like I'm David. I'm so lost in the spirit, I'm famous. But I don't praise Jesus cause I rock out.
And why you pray?
I praise him cause my name in the book of life.
Okay, he go.
Got the whole church party, the Holy Ghost party. Got the hands in the air, so you know we about to get it started. There he go. You know how we do, with the spirit tell you move, you better move.
There he go.
Tell you what,
but don't be hating what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I see.
What is this?
Got the church crunk.
I see your old lady
church
with your walking cane. Go
ahead,
you better pick that walking cane back up. You know you only did this.
Yeah.
And we about
the church crunk.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Guess what time it is? It is time, hallelujah, for the revival that just...
Tell me why they all hating on me. Cause it's God over money on my whole team. I bang out like Yeshua is my OG. And I don't really know how to be low-key. Logo on my chest like what it do. We them followers of Christ, tell me what it do. And if you're not one, we can still kick it. But I might preach to you, I'm just being real with it. Christ said you gotta love them when they front too. Your love measured by the hate you can love through. And if Christ at the cross for the same ones and put him there and died for his killers, he can love you. He the boss, I be on my J-O. The way I do it, got a maiming in my halo. The truth hurt, but it do work. Until you met him, you can never know your true worth. I keep it 100, and some of y'all love it. Some of y'all don't, but I ain't finna change nothing. G-O-M, we gon' keep it coming. If it's hating, you the only one that does it. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. You get no hate back. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. Cause all the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Came with a flaw, I'm finna see the light. I was raised in the dark, but he came for the loss. And he paid on the cross. I'm a servant of the king, and I bang for the cause. You say you ain't a Christian, alright, cool. And you can't rock with it, cause it's not true. But game rock red, Snoop rock blue. You ain't never bang in your life, but you cop too. Just saying, y'all be acting funny though. First time I hate her, cause I'm broke and my money low. Find out I made a couple hundred on the low. Now they like so, I thought it was God over money though. Hate it when I'm paid, hate it when I'm broke. They hating on my faith, hating on my folk. See them drown in the middle of the ocean. When you pull up, they be hating on your boat. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. You get no hate back. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. Cause all the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater.
First things first, I'm blessed, boy. Hard to stress when you dress like Metroid. All up in the armor, something on a hater like. You won't see this logo on my chest, boy. You already know though. Bumpy get to snapping like a photo on my click click. We done miss this, that a spit swift. Something like where them Indians would live. Intense. More than music than your amusement. Knew that before we get formed a union with the boy in Houston. Yeah, I never doubted what the Lord was doing. With me or biz, I just grab my sword and with the word to prove it. This platform that we're using, mask on. Evolution is that strong, the illusion is passed on. Where the youth is, I'm back drawing a blueprint. So any hater or God to get mashed on.
Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. You get no hate back. Homie, you can hate me, but you ain't getting no hate back. Cause all the hating in the world won't make me a hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater. Hater, 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 hater. All the hating in the world won't make me a hater.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Bless the Lord. We want to welcome all for tuning in to the Comedic Jewish Worldwide International Fellowship. Hallelujah. And this is the revival. Hallelujah. That just won't stop. Praise God. Hallelujah. You just heard that bizzle. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's that gospel rep. Hallelujah. Amen. All the money in the world. Hallelujah. Won't make me a hater. Hallelujah. Amen. If you are listening to the words, praise God, hallelujah, you need to go listen to it, amen. You can find it on YouTube. It's called, his name is Bizzle, hallelujah. The name of the song is called Hater, praise God, hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in on tonight. This is the revival that just won't stop. This is the revival that just won't quit. This is the revival that keeps going and going and going, and we're going to keep going till the wheels fall off. Bless the Lord on tonight. We thank God for everybody that's called in and tuned in. If you're out there on YouTube, amen, be our guest and call into one of those numbers on your screen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And be a part of the service on tonight. Hallelujah. We want to hear your testimonies. We want to hear your prayer requests. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to see God working in your life. Praise God. Before we go any further, we're going to go to the throne of grace on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name today. Lord, we want to ask that you just have your way on tonight, Lord. Let your spirit move. Hallelujah. Let your presence be filled. Let the presence be felt on tonight, Lord. And we thank you in advance for everything that you are about to say, everything that you are about to do, Lord. Hallelujah. We receive revelation knowledge from you. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. Lord, we adore you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we lift you up. Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah. Lord, we just want to worship you on today. You are truly worthy to be praised. You are truly worthy to be magnified. We bind, we rebuke, we cast away any work of the enemy, any work that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word, any work that's trying to prohibit us, Lord, from moving further in you. Hallelujah. Lord, we bind the spirit of distraction. We bind the spirit of rebellion. We bind the spirit of disrespect on tonight. And Lord, we thank you in advance, Lord. Hallelujah. And we praise your name. We magnify your name. We lift you up high and holy. You said, Lord, if we lift you up, that you would draw all men unto you. Well, we lift you up tonight, Lord. We lift your name up, and we praise you. We magnify you. And, Lord, we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Once again, we thank God for y'all. Hallelujah. This is, hallelujah, the revival that just won't stop. The revival that just won't quit. Hallelujah. The revival that keeps going and going and going. Hallelujah. And we ain't going to stop. Hallelujah, because we can't stop. Praise God. I'm going to steal that one from Puff Daddy. Hallelujah. Praise God. We can't stop. Hallelujah, because we won't stop. Hallelujah. Praise God on today. Amen. We thank God for each and every person that's called in and tuned in. If you're out there on YouTube, like we keep saying, we offer you the opportunity, hallelujah, to tune in. Praise God, and be a part of what's going on, hallelujah, in the ministry, hallelujah, on today. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Be a part of the service on today. Hallelujah, praise God. I guarantee you, you're going to see a move of God, hallelujah, in, amen, your life. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. We are getting ready to go to our throne of grace on today. Praise God. And the Lord say, amen, to switch the scripture up on them tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. He says, switch the scripture up on them tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to go to Matthew chapter 6. Praise God. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 6. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to begin at verse number, hallelujah, 25. Praise God on tonight. As we go before the throne of grace, we're going to go to, for those of you just tuning in, Matthew chapter 6. Write this down if you have to. Praise God. Matthew chapter 6, we're going to be reading at verse 25. Hallelujah. On today, and I'll stop when the Lord tell me to. Hallelujah. He says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, for ye shall eat, for what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, or nor yet for your body, for what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air. for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are they not much better than, are you not much better than they? Which of you taking thought can add one cubit to his stature? And why ye take thought for remnant, considering the lilies of the field, how they grow? They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Therefore, if God clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you? Or, O ye of little faith, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Nor what then shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added to you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for things of itself. Sufficient unto the days is evil thereof. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word on tonight. Praise God. Before we open up the phone lines, praise God, hallelujah, we just want to examine, hallelujah, one scripture in this verse. Praise God, hallelujah. You know how I do. We probably going to read this for a couple of weeks and examine each, hallelujah, scripture that we just read. But right now, we're going to look at verse 26. He says, behold the fowls of the air. For y'all, those of you that don't understand, he's saying, look at the birds. Praise God. Look at the birds. Hallelujah. He say, for they sow not. They don't plant. Hallelujah. They don't have gardens. Praise God. He say, neither do they reap. Hallelujah. They don't sow. Hallelujah. And they don't reap. They don't plant. Hallelujah. Praise God. And they don't go back after they planted to uproot what they planted. Hallelujah. Praise God. It says, nor gather into barns. Praise God. They don't have, one version says they don't have storehouses. Praise God. Hallelujah. But it says, hallelujah, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. And I'm reading out of the old 21st century King James. It says, feedeth. Well, you see that E-T-H on the end of feed. That makes that, it means continuously. Not that he fed them yesterday and the birds don't know if they're going to eat tomorrow. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's saying, I fed them. He fed them yesterday. He fed them today. And he's going to feed them tomorrow. He continuously feeds them. Hallelujah. Are they not much better than they? Are ye not much better than they? Are you not better than the birds? Praise God. Think about it. Think about that question. First of all, let's go back. Have you ever really looked at the birds? Hallelujah. Have you ever take time just to look at not the birds in the zoo and not the birds you see on TV that's in captivity, the wild birds, the pigeons, hallelujah, the seagulls, those of you in California, praise God, hallelujah, the buzzards, the eagles, they just flying around free. Hallelujah, they ain't got no barns. Hallelujah, they ain't got no stores. Hallelujah, they ain't got no gardens. Hallelujah, praise God. But God feeds them every single day. Hallelujah, praise God. Look how fat some of these birds are. Some of these birds so fat, hallelujah, you could kill it yourself and go home and have a Sunday dinner. That's how fat some of these birds are, some of these pigeons. Hallelujah, praise God. I heard some people in the country used to call them yard birds. They were so fat. They go out there and kill those pigeons and eat them because they was fat. How you think they got fat? Wasn't nobody feeding these pigeons but God. And Jesus in this scripture is saying, how much more valuable are you than the bird? Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, let me show you real quick how much more valuable you are. Hallelujah. Than the bird. If you recall, praise God, God created the animals for Adam. Hallelujah. Praise God. So if he created the animals for Adam, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That means if I'm going to feed something that I made for you, how much more am I going to feed you than I'm going to feed it? Because I got to make sure I feed you so you can feed it. Y'all ain't catching. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's how much more valuable you are than the animal. Hallelujah. Praise God. The dogs run them up. They run the streets and they eat all day and night. Raccoons, they run the streets. They eat all day and night. Squirrels run the streets. They eat all day and night. How much more valuable are you than these animals? If I feed them, hallelujah, why are you worried about how much more will I feed you? Hallelujah. Why are you worried about what you're going to eat tomorrow? Why are you worried about what kind of clothes you're going to wear? Hallelujah. Why are you worried about what you're going to drink? Hallelujah. Praise God. If I provide it to these birds, these meaningless birds, hallelujah, praise God, how much more do I give to you? The one who I made the bird for. So when we come before our throne of grace on tonight, when we come before the grace of God, the mercy of God, when we come before the throne on tonight, we need to come with the attitude that God, hallelujah, will provide. Hallelujah, that is already provided. Hallelujah, praise God, that if he fed the bird, hallelujah, he going to feed me. Hallelujah, praise God. If he fed the animals, he going to feed me. Hallelujah, I'm more valuable to God. Hallelujah, I'm going to say that again. I'm more valuable to God. Watch this. The bird is valuable to you. Hallelujah, y'all didn't catch it. Hallelujah, the bird, hallelujah, is valuable to the human. Hallelujah, praise God. The bird is not valuable to me. Hallelujah, I am God. I created you. You're the one that's valuable to me. So if I make sure that the thing that isn't valuable to me, I wasn't even thinking about a bird, you know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was thinking about a human. Praise God. But I knew that the human would need a bird. So I knew the bird would be valuable to the human. Hallelujah. That's the only reason why it's valuable to me at all, because it's valuable to you. So if I'm going to feed it, hallelujah, amen, to make sure it's fed because its value is valuable to you, how much more am I going to feed you, hallelujah, which its value is to me? Y'all don't understand. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. The Lord say, quit worrying. I know how it looks. Hallelujah. Praise God. You looking the next month trying to see, hallelujah, amen, how you going to eat next month. Praise God. Hallelujah. You trying to, some of y'all trying to see how I'm going to eat next tomorrow. Elder, what you mean next month? Hallelujah. I'm trying to see how I'm going to eat tomorrow. Hallelujah. God say, I've already worked it out. Hallelujah. If you believe it, it's going to happen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Not, believe it or not, the Lord saying, we getting ready to open up the line, but I got to get this out. The Lord say, believe it or not, now everything is up to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everything is up to you. What do I need you to do? Hallelujah. This is what the Lord say I need you to do. I say I need you to put on the whole armor of God. Listen carefully now. This is the important part. And do everything you can to stand, hallelujah, on the word that I have given you. Hallelujah, praise God. In other words, I need you to believe. I need you to have faith in the words that I have told you. Hallelujah, praise God. That's all I need you to do is believe and not doubt. Every time doubt comes, hallelujah, you need to kick the doubt out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You every time somebody come with doubt, you need to shut up talking to me. I don't care. I'm not trying to sound rude, brother, right now, but right now I don't need to hear that. That's your problem. You don't want to. You know what? We might as well just not finish. Holler at me next week or something. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's time to get the doubt out. God said, I'm going to do what I said I was going to do as long as you believe. Hallelujah. I'm not asking you to go preach, hallelujah, sermon. I'm not asking you to go feed the homeless. I'm not asking you to go raise the dead. I'm not asking you to go cast out demons. I'm asking you to do everything you, I'm not asking you to fast. The Lord say, hallelujah. I'm asking you to just do whatever I've told you to do, and let's just stand on whatever I've said. My promises are yea. Hallelujah. My promises are yes. Hallelujah. When it comes to a promise, I don't know how to say no. But my promises are on the contingency that you do what you said you were going to do. I said, if you do right, I will bless you. Doing right to me is believing what I said. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. I'm going to say this. I got to say it. I'm going to open up the line. Remember the centurion soldier? He said, if you just send your word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because I believe what you say. Lord, have mercy. You ain't got to come to the house. Hallelujah. You ain't got to bring no holy oil. You ain't got to bring a prayer cloth. Hallelujah. You ain't got to bring a bottle of holy water. You ain't, matter of fact, you ain't even got to go my way. You ain't got to go out your way to come my way. All you got to do is speak that thing. Lord have mercy. And he said in the same hour, by the time he got home, it was already done. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to believe God's word has already been sent out. It's already working. And it's not just working. It's working in your favor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So when we come before the throne with our testimonies and prayer requests on tonight, remember, hallelujah, God already got you. He know what you need. Hallelujah. He know you got to eat. He going to make sure that you eat. Hallelujah. Don't you make sure your dog eat? Some people make sure they dog eat before they eat. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, if you make sure your dog eat, hallelujah, amen. Don't you know God gonna make sure you eat? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, amen. We getting ready to open up the lines at this time. If you got a testimony, praise God. If you got a prayer request, praise God, hallelujah, on the goodness of the Lord, hallelujah, now would be the time. The phone lines are open. Will there be one on tonight?
I want to thank God. Being here, I want to thank God for Pastor Corey. I want to thank God for you, Brother Andre, Sister Alberta.
Bless you. Bless you.
Brother Brian, children, my family, my friends, and my loved ones, my auntie.
Yeah.
Thank God for being on the line tonight. Go get your blessings. It's your time. You know, I'm just praying for them families that lost their loved ones. Praying for the homeless. All over the world. Our president.
Amen, Brother Bobby. We thank God for Brother Bobby on tonight.
God.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
representing Georgia is in the building. Hallelujah.
Is Pastor Corey?
Yes. Yes, I am, Brother Bobby. I bless you, sir. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless his name.
Amen. We thank God for Apostle Corey on the line on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Any more testimonies on tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
My name is Shabama, and I want to thank God for waking me up this morning, starting me off on a new day. I want to thank the Lord for taking care of all my family and friends. I want to thank the Lord for helping all those blessing everyone that's suffering. I want to thank the Lord for healing. I want to thank the Lord for teaching my family and friends. I want to send out a special prayer to Brother Edwards. I hope you get well and get better so you can go home in Jesus' name. Amen.
My name is Brian. I would like to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. So I'm on a brand new day. I have to thank the Lord for my sisters, my niece and my nephews. Thank you for my friends. I'm thankful for me being here, most of all, on the prayer line again, do it again. I'm asking God to take care of the homeless and the ones in a lot of prisons around the world. If Jesus not afraid, amen.
Amen, amen. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Come on.
But it is the power of God. Hallelujah. That gives us the courage and the wisdom and the knowledge. Hallelujah. Go on in the word. I thank you, praise God, for being here. I thank you, praise God, for my life, health, and strength. I thank you, praise God, for another day, just another day he's given me, hallelujah, to be able to come on and to testify and to pray and to praise him. I thank God for each and every one of you that keep on hanging in here, giving God all the praise and all the honor and all the glory that he deserves. I thank you, praise God, for the heart of men that's searching and doing God, doing his will. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I thank you, praise God, for families. Hallelujah, for all the ministers, teachers, preachers, and pastors, bishops. Hallelujah, all over. I just thank God, hallelujah, for waking me up this morning and with my mind on him, for going into Sunday school this morning class and afternoon service, and here I am in the afternoon service. Hallelujah. God, we pray without ceasing, and every chance I get, I want to give God all the praise, honor, and glory. I thank God for giving me the courage and the mind and the will to testify. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because I have a testimony. I thank God for all he's done and what he's going to do. Hallelujah, and what he has in store for each and every one of us that serve and keeps his commandments. So praise God for everyone. Praise God for you, Apostle Corey. Praise God for you, Elder Andre. Praise
Bless
God for each and every pastor, each and every man and woman of God on this line today. I praise God, and I thank God for you all, because we are all in this one body. And let's continue to pray for one another. Pray my strength in the Lord. Pray for my children, Cynthia and Jamar. I'm Sister Virgie. And believe me, you, I pray and I pray and I pray to God for each and every one of you. Let's keep on with the fight. Amen and amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless the
Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Any more testimonies on tonight? Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for Sister Yolanda. Hallelujah. Sister Virgie. Praise God. Hallelujah. Brother Bobby and Brother Brian on tonight. Hallelujah. Bringing their testimonies on the goodness of the Lord to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. We want everybody out there to know that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to say it again. The Lord, hallelujah, is good. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
every day we get new blessings. Every day we get new grace. Every day, hallelujah, we get new mercies. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Every day. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank God. Hallelujah. For everything he's doing in each and every last one of our lives. Hallelujah. We're going to go to the throne of grace at this time. Hallelujah. Amen. And then I'm going to introduce the man of God. We're going to play a selection, and immediately following that selection, hallelujah, we are going to be in the hands of the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you on tonight for allowing us to come together again in your name. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord. You have heard the testimonies that have gone before your throne of grace on your goodness, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We truly love you. We truly magnify you. We truly lift you up, Lord. Hallelujah. We truly love you. Lord, we've come here for no other purpose than to hear your voice, than to receive your revelation knowledge on today. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you in advance for everything you're about to drop in our spirit. Everything you're about to drop into our lives, Lord, we magnify you for it. We praise you for it. We lift you up for it on tonight. Touch the man of God as he gets ready to bring forth the word of God. Touch him, Lord, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Strengthen him, Lord, from the inside, hallelujah, to the outside, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for everything you're doing in his life. Hallelujah. We thank you for everything you're doing in his ministry. Hallelujah. We just praise you for it. We just magnify you for it. We just lift you up for it. Lord, you're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be magnified. You're worthy to be lifted up. Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. We love you on tonight. Hallelujah. And we pray all these things in your son's name. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. If you're just tuning in, hallelujah, this is the revival, hallelujah, that just won't stop. Praise God. Hallelujah. It won't even take a pause. It won't take a break. It won't take a breather. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's playing all 48 minutes of the game. Hallelujah. Non-stop break. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For the revival. For those of you that just now tuning in, we've been going at it since July the 11th. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we ain't stopped yet. Hallelujah, amen. I keep telling you, the fat lady ain't ready to sing. She's still at the buffet. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. And we going to keep going like the Energizer Bunny. We ain't going to stop. Hallelujah on tonight. Amen. And getting ready to come forth and bring forth the word of God once again. Hallelujah. Praise God is the leader of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, which is based out of Long Beach, California. Hallelujah. Praise God. The West Coast is representing once again, most definitely in the house. Praise God. I'm talking about none other, hallelujah, than your friend and mine. None other, hallelujah, than the Apostle Eldon A. Curry, immediately, hallelujah, following, amen, this selection. Praise God, hallelujah. We will hear, amen, the man of God bring forth the word of God on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Give me one quick second. There you go. Hallelujah.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore. Preach, preacher. For God shall wipe away, yes, sir, every tear from their eyes. Yes, sir. Get ready for the revolution. What you think?
Talking
walking in the Trinity. I know you're feeling him. 500 days left into the new millennium. You're hearing him. Trumpet sign is God Christ the last, the first, the last. It won't pass. So don't be caught slipping, brother. Don't be tripping, brother. Cause when I see him, I'm giving
really brother. Say we move too much, we do too much. And if the step against us, then you lose too much. Ain't no stopping what we doing when the spirit is moving. Don't be hating what I'm doing. I'm the vessel he's using. Everywhere I be, they try to judge me. They try to shake me. They try to buzz me. But they can't break me cause I'm down with Christ. Dark child of new nation, and we still alright. Well, alright.
Revolution. Come on and give God a praise. Honorable Koyana Basa. Come on and bless your name right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. How many of you know that God is about to show out on our behalf? And he's saying that this is the hour that there is going to be a revolution. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that a revolution starts from within? Come on here, somebody. It starts from within our house when the people are dissatisfied. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Revolution comes when it's saying, I've been asking you for change, and you keep giving me the same thing. Come on. Revolution means I'm no longer going to take wrong laying down. It means I'm ready to roll up my sleeve. It means I'm ready to fight back by any means necessary. I wish somebody would give God a praise. Hallelujah to his great name.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
If you're ready for a revolution, come on, give God some praise. Come on and give God some glory. Say, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's time for a revolution. It's time for a revolution. Not the kind that Kirk Franklin talking about, but it's time for a revolution. For it's time for wrong to give way to right. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It's time under the book for vindication. It's time for justification. It's time, glory to God. Hallelujah. For God to be glorified. Come on here, somebody, and give God the glory. Amen. We thank God on tonight. We thank God on tonight. We thank God on tonight. Amen. I thank God for the privilege and the opportunity to come before you one more time. Amen. I give God all the glory. I give God all the glory. Hallelujah. Because nobody is worthy but him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And I thank God for the anointing of God on tonight. Thank God for my dear, dear brother from another mother, Elder Andre. Amen. And,
amen. Bless you.
God
bless
for each and every. Amen. Each and every one of you. Amen. We are indeed ready for a revolution. A revolution is coming. Amen. God is coming. The glory is coming. Amen. And God is about to set things in order. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Thank God for the anointing of God tonight. Amen. Pray for your apostle. Amen. We did not things did not go as planned according to the revival that was supposed to take place. Amen. But don't worry. Amen. God is still good, and we're setting up another revival in LA, so I will keep you posted on that. Amen. One thing I know about God is that how many know even if things are altered, God's will is still going to be done. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Our God, amen, amen, glory to God. I don't think you caught what the Holy Spirit said. I said, even if the plans are altered, his will is still going to be done. I wish somebody would give him a shout of glory.
Yes, Lord. Amen, amen.
I want you to be so confident in your Holy Ghost spirit that ain't a devil in hell that's going to be able to shake you. I want you to be so confident in the God that we serve. Hallelujah. No. Let me let you catch this tonight. I want you to be so confident in the God that we serve that we're going to be able to say like the three Hebrew boys, glory to God. Even if he don't, we know he able to deliver. Come on here, somebody. I ain't worried about what you saying, devil. Hallelujah to God tonight. Amen, because I got confidence in the God that I serve. I know him. Speak, Holy Ghost. I know him, glory to God. See, when you know God, it's a difference. Come on here, somebody. Amen. You talk different. You act different. You walk different. Like, why? Because you know the God. You said people go to me, you cocky. And no. I'm just confident. I know the God. I know the God I serve. Come on here, somebody. I know the God I serve. Hallelujah. You might not know the God you serve, but I'm confident. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody tell somebody right quick, your neighbor, I'm confident. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the God that I serve. Hallelujah. Come on and give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Woo, glory to God. Let me tell you something, Charlie. God, we going up. God is calling us to branch out. Amen. God done put some plans and ideas in my head and in my mind and in my heart, and we're going to do it. Let me share some things with you before we jump in this word. This word is hot off the press. God said, I want you to put the slogans I've given you on a shirt, on a pant. Amen. We're going to start wearing the word of God. We're going to start wearing who we are. We're going to, you know, God told me, he said, I want you to put Yahshua over money on a shirt.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because God is saying, I want the people to see who you are and what you're about. And he said, yeah, I want you to dress. See, God said, keep his word where? Before you. See, Yahshua over money means we ain't selling out. You ain't catching what the whole. Let me say it again. Mm-hmm. God said, say it again. So they can catch it. Yahshua over money means you can't buy me. No. I'm not for sale. Some things don't have a price tag on them. I'm one that God said, you ain't got no price tag on you. They can't buy you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many know that money is temporary? Yahshua is forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm not saying that he don't want us to have money. That he don't want us to have things. But the thing about it is, amen, glory to God, at the end of the day, it's Yahshua over money. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So I can only rock with you if I ain't got the compromise. Hallelujah. Oh, y'all hear what the Holy Spirit is saying? He's saying, I found you worthy to represent me. Hallelujah. Somebody say Hallelujah. Yahshua over money.
Yahshua over money.
Mm-hmm. Glory to God. You know, Kirk Franklin had a song, but, you know, how many know that you can sing a lie as well as tell one? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My grandmother used to tell me that. And I said, Mama, what you talking about? She said, whether you sing a lie or you tell a lie, it's still a lie. Come on, somebody, hallelujah.
Yeah,
he said, but when it's the truth, glory to God, you singing your testimony. You telling your testimony. And he had a song called I'd Rather Have Jesus Than Silver and Gold. Well, let me tell you like this, child of God. Amen. The proof is in the pudding. Glory to God. When you can turn down the mark of the beast and say, I'd rather have him, and your fruit remain, then your word is good. But if your word ain't good, then that means that somewhere you allow silver and gold to be your God more than Yahshua. And how many know in this day and hour, ain't too many people saying that, glory to God, that they'd rather have him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But how many know that if we have him, that he can give us all the silver and all the gold. Come on here, somebody. I wish y'all would stay with me.
Hallelujah.
I ain't got to worry about being broke if I got him. Come on here, somebody. Now, how I'm going to be broke if I got him? And he said that the earth is his. Hallelujah. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. How can I have him and say that I ain't got nothing? Come on here, somebody. When he says that if we seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that all of these things will be what added. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many of you know that our God ain't broke?
Hallelujah.
I can't hear nobody. Hallelujah. Let me hit it again. How many know that our God ain't broke? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Somebody heard me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We talking about that the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. So if the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want, then we ain't got to worry about not having nothing. Amen. People is compromising and not knowing that if they just trust God, God has everything. Everything is in him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm standing for a reason. Can you see us with our own clothing line, child of God? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You would have got quiet. I said, can you see God giving us our own clothing line?
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Can you see God bringing young folks into the fellowship? Amen. God is going to show us how to reach the young folks. How many of you know that God has a method and a way for everything? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is going to bring young folk. I just hear the Lord say a prophesy, boy. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God getting ready to bring young folks that's going to dedicate their life to the fellowship. So they're going to hear something and see something that they've been waiting to hear and see. Come on here, somebody. How many know that when you real, real recognize real? Hallelujah. Amen. And when you bring the real and the real show up, then the people can make up their own mind. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shot.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. It's time for a revolution. Oh, glory to God. And a revolution comes when people are dissatisfied inside the house. Come on here, somebody. That means that there is discrepancy. There is people who are unhappy, uncontent within the house. Come on here, somebody. Not outside, but inside the house. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And so, amen, I thank God for what he's getting ready to do for us in this hour. Amen. God is also putting me in a position to where I see me soon getting ready to ordain some people. If you stay faithful to the fellowship, and if you prove to be faithful to God first and to the fellowship, amen, because God has been putting some things on my heart. And so we getting ready to go somewhere, y'all. So put your Holy Ghost seatbelt on. Can you hear me, Mother? Mother Alberta, are you still on the line, Mother? Mother, can you hear me?
I'm on the line.
Amen. Thank you, Mother. Amen. Bless you. Bless you, woman of God. I love you so much. Listen, I want to thank God for Mother. Before I go into the Word of God, God has a way of connecting people. Amen. Neither one of us knew, I don't think, all this was going to happen. Glory to God. But, amen, God put this bond together. And I want to thank God because God got a way of putting you with the right person at the right time. Mother needed to hear a word from God that confirmed the word that God had already told her, that didn't know nothing about her. I didn't know her at all, but all I knew is what God told me to say. And how many know that when God speaks something, that his word won't return void? How many of you know that when God speaks something, that the Holy Ghost will bear witness to what God said? How many of you know that God has a way to quote that Dabandi Usando? Hallelujah. Oh, I feel the power of God right now. God done took this thing. Hallelujah. And all she needed was the right covering. All she needed was for God to send the right. Let me tell you something. When God send the right person, everything starts falling in line. Let me tell you something. And how many know that everybody not going to like who God bring or who God send? But how many know God don't care about none of that? All God is saying is,
no,
either you going to roll with me or either I'm going to roll over you. You got two choices. Either you can roll with me or either I can roll over you. Now, which one you want to take, glory to God? Because my will going to be done whether you want it. Somebody need to give God a shout right there. Whether you want it to be done or not, hallelujah. And I thank God for Mother because we've been rocking hard ever since God put it together, amen. Now, I praise God for this woman of God because, amen, she encouraged me so much, amen. And I thank God for her because she believes wholly in the anointing that God has put on my life. Somebody give God another shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Now that I've seen God raise Mother up on leaps and bounds, amen, she on fire herself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Let me tell you, she a fireball, hallelujah. And when she tell you she like the Energizer Bunny, you better believe it, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God. Amen. Come on and give God a shout, amen, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
glory.
Amen, amen tonight. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. I want us to go right quickly to Psalms 85.
Apostle?
Yes, Mother.
I want to know, I have someone on my line. I want to know, do we have a bag-up number? Can you give me the bag-up number? Because they're on my phone line.
Amen.
Do you need the bag-up number still? Yeah. Okay, do you have a bag-up number, Apostle?
She has it.
No, Sister Ruthie, you have the bag of numbers.
No, I don't. Huh? Elder Andre, do you have a backup number, man of God, right quick?
Yes, sir, I do. They have a pen and paper. They ready?
Yeah, pen and paper. Do you have a pen and paper? Do I have it right? Is she still on there? Sister Ruthie, what is the bag of numbers? What is the number? Brother Andre, what's the number?
Okay, it's 848. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Uh-huh. 220.
220.
And
just the access code, I think.
299. 299. It's
299.
299.
So that's 888-220-3100-299.
Yeah.
Yes,
ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, come on. Thank you, Brother Andre. I'm going to put you on mute. You should be on there.
Oh, that's right.
Hey, man. Oh. Hey, man. I want y'all to be praising God. I just got an awesome text from Apostle Thomas. Looks like your apostle will be going to the Holy Convocation that they're having, and be praying for me. Amen. Because some doors are getting ready to open. And we praise God for them. Also,
amen.
Be praying for Apostle Thomas. Amen. I just hear the Holy Ghost saying this will be the season that your dreams and plans are getting ready to come together.
Amen.
I don't know if you heard the Holy Ghost. Is this going to be the season that God is going to bring your plans and visions together?
Amen.
In other words, whatever God has promised you that you haven't seen yet, it's getting ready to manifest.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I don't know if you've been feeling something in your belly, like God been talking to you. God been saying, okay, yeah, this is it. No, this ain't no false labor here. You really getting ready to have. Hallelujah. How many know that before the real baby come, y'all women, y'all know this here. Amen. Before the real baby come, y'all have like, you know, the false labor pains and everything, you know what I'm saying? It seemed like it, that you're going to have the baby, but it really, you know. But then when the real one come, you know it. Come on here, somebody. Hey, Shabbat. Oh, cool. And God said, get ready because you really finna have this one. Oh, yeah. God said, now push. God says, push now. Pray until something happens, because something is getting ready to happen in the Holy Ghost. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody right quick and say, neighbor, push, pray until something happens. Push. Sometimes you have to help somebody push, amen, because they don't have the strength to push. But if you push for them, glory to God, then they'll be able to push out what God is. I just hear the Lord saying, tell them to push.
Hallelujah.
And some of you are in different hours of birth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. And the labor pains are becoming more intense because God is saying, the thing that I promise you, you are about to give birth to it.
Hallelujah.
And God is saying, now you're in the season now that you're getting ready to see the thing that I promised you.
Hallelujah.
Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I just hear that word, revive us again. Revive us again. Revive us again. Revive us again. See, we're still in revival. God is saying, I'm getting ready to revive you again. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That word revive,
hallelujah.
The word re means again, by means to live. So get ready to live again. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. The enemy thought he had taken it from you, but God said, you get ready to live again. Amen. The enemy thought he had cut you off, but God said, you get ready to live again. Huh? The enemy thought he had killed your dream, your purpose, your plan, your destiny, but God said, get ready.
Hallelujah.
You get ready to live again. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, I feel the Holy
Hallelujah.
Ghost of God. I feel the anointing of God.
Yes,
come on with me.
Psalms 85.
There we will hear the voice of our God in Psalms 85. Is everybody there?
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. Just flow with me for a minute, glory to God. I don't know how deep we're going, but I'm going to tell you, just flow with me in the Holy Ghost, glory to God. Hallelujah. Psalms 85, beginning with verse 1. Is everybody ready? Shout hallelujah if you're ready.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And the word of the Lord reads, it says, you, Lord, showed favor to your land. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the land represent us? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You, Lord, showed favor to your land. Come on here, somebody. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. Come on here, somebody. You forgave the iniquity of your people. How many know that iniquity means hidden sin? So the word of God says he has forgiven us one of our hidden sins. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then he says, and covered all their sins. Come on. Tell somebody, say, I'm covered. Tell somebody,
I'm
say,
covered.
God is covered. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 3 says, you set aside your wrath and turned from your fierce anger. Verse 4 says, restore us again, God, our Savior, come on here. Restore us again. So you in the hour of restoration. I'm finna restore you. Come on here, somebody. So everything that the enemy has taken, God said, I'm finna give it back to you. I'm finna restore you. Tell somebody, say, you get ready to recover everything that the devil stole from you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Ooh, I feel that.
You get ready to recover everything the devil stole from you.
Ah, the word said restore us again. Somebody say again.
Again.
See, God restored us once. But how many know that right now we need God to restore some stuff back to us? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Again, Lord. Yes.
And God says, I'm getting ready to restore you again.
Yeah.
God, our Savior. Come on here, somebody. God, my Redeemer. God, my Sanctifier. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God, my Deliverer. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
God, hallelujah. And put away your displeasure toward us. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is a God that's restoring us back. Glory to God. So don't be surprised at whatever God restores back to you in this hour. Because God is a God that says, I want you to have everything I promised you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many know if God promised you something that you're not going to miss it? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on and give God a shout. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
hallelujah.
I'm good.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Somebody give God a shout. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
So he's restoring
thank
us again.
You,
come on
Jesus.
Here, somebody. God
yes,
ain't mad at us no more, y'all. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God is saying, I'm no longer mad. Glory to God. Why?
Hallelujah.
Because the blood has already paid the price. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And how many know God is just looking for somebody to believe him?
Yeah. Hallelujah.
So we believe God. Hallelujah. God is saying, I'm ready for somebody to take me at my word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. This is not the time for us to be wishy-washy about God. This is the time for us, amen, to put our feet in the ground and say, Lord, I believe you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I don't care what my circumstance say. I don't care what my enemies say. God, I believe your word. Somebody give God a clap offering and give him a praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God has favored us. Come on
hallelujah.
Here, somebody. Somebody
yes.
shout favor.
Favor. Glory.
And
hallelujah.
He has revived
hallelujah.
Us again. Thank you, Lord. He has revived us. Come on here, somebody. Amen. God is saying it's time for us to live again. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, tell somebody, say, neighbor, it's time for me to live again. Come on here, somebody. It's time for me to live again.
Yes, Lord God. Jesus.
Somebody give God a shout. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And then verse 5, it says, will you be angry with us forever? Hear what the psalmist asked God. He said, will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger through all generations? Verse 6, he says, will you not revive us again that your people may rejoice in you? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Let me tell you what the Holy Ghost telling me to tell you. He said, the reason why I'm going to revive you is so you can rejoice in me again. Come on. Hey, you better catch what the Holy Ghost is telling you. He said, I'm going to revive you so you can rejoice in me again. Amen. You know what David said in Psalm 51? He said, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Hallelujah. He said, restore unto me the joy that I had before God. Hallelujah. I need to be able to rejoice in you like I did when you first saved me. Somebody give God a praise. I need to be able, God. Hallelujah. Give God a shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I know y'all remember that movie. How Stella got her groove back. Hallelujah. How she went to Jamaica and got her groove back. God said, I'm going to give you your groove back, and you ain't got to go to Jamaica. He said, I'm getting ready to give you your groove back, and all you got to do is get back in that secret place
Hallelujah.
That me and you used to commune with. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm getting ready to set you back on fire, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. David said, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. I need for my bones to hear joy and gladness. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody that it's time to get our groove back with the Lord. Hallelujah. It's time to get revived. It's time to live again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You that thrown in the towel, God said, pick the towel back up. I ain't through with you yet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You've been sitting around moping. God said, don't be moping about nothing. Glory to God. He said, get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen. Go get your best doodads. Get ready. Amen. Go pick out some stuff. Get ready. Glory to God. Because you getting ready to eat the good of the land. Why? Because you didn't bow to the enemy. Glory to God. You stayed faithful to me, saith the Lord. And that's why I'm getting ready to bless you like never before. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, God getting ready to do it again for us. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to live my best life, neighbor. I'm getting ready. Glory to God. Tell somebody, get ready to get suited and booted, neighbor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. If I be a true prophet of God, God getting ready to bring it all back to you. Glory to God. Don't worry about what the devil stole. Amen. Yeah. Bless God for what he did then to get back to you. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
I wish God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're beginning to praise
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How many know God? God is not going to let the world outdo him. How many know that God not going to let the devil outdo him? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
God know how to take care of his kids. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many know God don't owe no child support nowhere? Hallelujah. God said, if I promise it to you, I'm going to give it to you. Come on here, somebody. Amen. He told Abraham, he said, how you know I'm going to bless you is I swear by myself to bless you. Hallelujah. How many of you know that when Abraham needed a sacrifice, Isaac got to talk to his daddy. He said, there go the wood. There go the altar.
Hallelujah.
But where's the sacrifice?
None of how you got. Yeah, story.
Okay. And Abraham said to Isaac, God will provide for himself.
Yeah.
What? A sacrifice. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah to his great name. Hallelujah. Somebody need to get happy because God get ready to revive us again.
Thank
somebody
you.
Need to start rejoicing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Listen to what the Lord said. The Lord said, tell somebody, say, it's my time now. Glory to God. Everybody in the head, their time, but it's my time now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory. Yes, Lord.
It's my time now. When that get in your spirit, ain't the devil in hell going to be able to stop you. Hallelujah. When that get in your spirit, it ain't going to matter what folks say about you. When that get in your spirit, hallelujah. God say every closed door will start opening up. You better give God a praise.
Oh, yes, you are. Hallelujah.
Yes, you
are.
Look at verse 7. Verse 7 says, show us your unfailing love. Come on here, somebody. How many know that God's love never fails? Come on here, somebody. His unfailing love. Come on. The reason why he's going to revive us is because he loves us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And the love of God is deeper than the love of anything else. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah to his great name.
Lord.
The reason why he saved us in the first place is because he loves us. Come on here, somebody. The reason why that we still here is because he loves us. Come on here, somebody. The reason why that no weapon formed against us shall prosper is because he loves us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 Then verse 7 says, show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. Woo! And grant us your salvation.
Yes, sir.
Grant us your deliverance. Grant us your healing. Grant us your freedom. Grant us everlasting. See, that word salvation means sozo. It means all of God's provision. It means that whatever you stand in need of, God says, I'm going to provide it for you. Come on here, somebody. Come on and give God a shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, that salvation is more than just saving our soul. God said, yeah, I saved your soul, but I didn't just save your soul for you to be broke. I didn't just save your soul for you to be sick. I didn't just save your soul for you to be in bondage. I saved your soul so you can reap the benefits I got for you. Come on here, somebody. Mm. Hallelujah.
Mm. Amen.
Hey, I didn't save your soul so you could be depressed. I saved your soul so you could have joy, unspeakable and full of glory. I see your soul. Then I made you a joint heir. Hallelujah. And an heir with me. Come on here, somebody. If you suffer with me, how many know that the suffering is getting ready to pay off? Your suffering is getting ready to pay dividends. Come on here, somebody. Mm. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For all the embarrassment when people was talking about, oh, yeah, you serving God, but look at you. Amen. You walking. Amen. But don't worry about it because in a minute I'm going to be driving. Hallelujah. Look at you serving God and you're sick. And keep on looking at me. In a minute, I'm going to be healthier than you. Look at, oh, you serving God, but you ain't got this and you ain't got that. God said, I'm getting ready to bless you in front of your critics.
God, hallelujah.
Somebody give God a shout.
Thank you.
Hey, I feel the Holy Ghost of God. Honey, it's time to get revived for real. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, it's time to get revived for real. Glory to God. People playing games, but this ain't no game. Hallelujah. People is dying and going to hell daily. Amen. People are being tricked by the enemy. Glory to God. They talk about the virus more than God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You hear more about the pandemic, the COVID-19. Where is God being mentioned now? I mean, you hear it being just talked about on a daily basis. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
People talking about the virus like God don't exist. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you know the scary thing is when the church start running. Come on here, somebody. From the virus.
Hallelujah.
How are we going to tell them that our God is almighty? Amen. And we more scared of the virus than them. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And we standing in line to take the shots just like the world. So where's the separation from the two? Go ahead. Hallelujah. I just hear the Lord say, speak, boy, speak. Hallelujah. Where is it that we going to show them that our God got all power? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's time to either put up or shut up. Come on here, somebody. If we going to talk the talk, then let's walk the walk. If you ain't going to walk the walk, don't talk the talk. Glory to God, because God is looking for somebody that said, I'm looking for your talk to match your walk. And if your talk match your walk, then I'm going to walk it out with you. Hallelujah. Yeah, we should get ready to walk it out. Come on here, somebody. I know y'all know the song, Walk It Out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So let's walk
Amen.
It out now. Glory to God.
Amen.
We've been talking about it. Amen. And talk time is over. Come on here, somebody. Give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Verse 7 says that God grant us your salvation. Hallelujah. Then verse 8 says, I will listen to what God, the Lord, says. He promised peace to his people. Somebody said, the shalom peace of God is coming to my house. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
How many know that the shalom peace of God is coming to your house? Hallelujah.
Mm.
that the Lord promised his people what? Peace. Come on here, somebody.
Welcome, Father.
Hallelujah. Peace. Hallelujah.
Yes. Okay.
How many know that you can't have peace and fear at the same time? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And a lot of us talking about we serving God, but we got fear. Come on here, somebody. And how many of the Bible says that God has not given us the spirit of fear? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You only fear when you don't know something. Woo, glory to God. Peace, Holy Ghost, tonight. Let me share with you what God shared with me about fear. He said you fear what you don't know. He said once you know a thing, you can no longer fear it. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So God is saying you should know enough now to be able to be confident in the peace that God has given us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 8 says, I will listen to what God the Lord says. He promises peace to his people, his faithful servants. Come on here, somebody. But let them not turn to folly. God is saying, yeah, now I'm giving you peace now. But because I've given you peace, don't think this is a chance for you to turn to folly, to foolishness. Come on here, somebody. I tell somebody, say, neighbor, this ain't the time to get caught up into no foolishness. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We need to take God seriously. Come on here, somebody. I'm protected, so I can go out here and do anything. Hallelujah. You better watch yourself. The Bible says for us not to tempt the Lord our God. Come on here, somebody. Just because you cover don't mean you go out there and act like that you ain't got no cover. That means that you cover so when anything goes down, it won't harm you. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. You'll be able to be cool in the shade while other people are getting burnt up. Come on here, somebody. But God says, I want you to still use your wisdom. I still want you to use your knowledge. I still want you to use your understanding and do what is right. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. Give your God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't petticate him. Give him a praise. Glory to God. Praise him like he's God. Hallelujah. Magnify him for who he is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's the God that brought you out. That's the God that called you by your name. That's the God that has saved your soul. Hallelujah. We're not going to shortchange God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The songwriter said, Lord, I never forget what you've done for me. Hallelujah. How many know when you don't forget that you praise him like you haven't forgot? Come on here, somebody. I may be looking good now, but I can remember there was a time I wasn't looking so good. But God looked beyond all my faults, hallelujah, and saw my need. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hey, God, I feel the Holy Ghost now, y'all. Tell somebody, say, it's revival time. It's revival time. Come on here, son. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe in Psalm 23, the Bible says, and he restores my soul. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. He restores my soul. Come on here, somebody. God getting ready to restore our soul. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How many know when your soul get restored, everything else fall in line? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. When he restored my soul, glory to God. Hallelujah. The soul represent my will, my intellect, my emotions. Come on here, somebody. So God get ready to restore my will, restore my intellect, and restore my emotions. Give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And then we're going to end it with verse 9. Verse 9 says, surely his salvation is near those who fear him. Come on here, somebody. Honey, surely his salvation
is near those who fear him.
Come on, the past. Hallelujah.
Oh, y'all ain't hearing what God is saying. He said, my salvation is near you because you fear me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, y'all didn't catch what he just said. So that salvation means whatever you need God to do for you, God said it's near you because you fear me.
Amen.
Amen.
I see somebody in the spirit right now that just broke out with a shout. Hallelujah. Don't you know when you fear the Lord that salvation is coming to you?
Amen.
Your healing is coming to you. Your miracle is coming to you. Your deliverance is coming to you. Your prosperity is coming to you. Why? Because you fear the Lord.
Amen.
I know we don't teach on it no more, but it's still the secret antidote to what we need in order to get close to God. Because if you don't fear him, amen, then that means the promise ain't coming. See, when you can say anything and do anything and act any kind of way, that means you don't fear God. But see, that means you ain't really had an encounter with God. Because when you get a real encounter with God, it's going to give you some act right. I'm getting ready to close, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, Paul had an encounter with God, but after his encounter, it changed his life. Come on here, somebody. Moses had an encounter with God. That after the encounter with God, he changed his life, y'all. Hallelujah. See, when you have an encounter with God, hallelujah, you can't be the same.
Yes, God.
Oh, I can't hear nobody tonight. When you have a real encounter with God, come on here, somebody.
Yes, sir.
It's going to change your life. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And so God tonight is saying his salvation is near those who fear him. And God is saying, because you have feared me, God says, now my salvation, my sozo, my full provision is coming your way.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Somebody say sozo. Sozo is the Greek word for salvation. It means all of God's provision. It means whatever you need God to be, that's what he's going to be. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He says, I'm going to be that because what? You fear me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then let's look at the end of this thing. It says that his glory may dwell in our land, hallelujah, that his glory,
hallelujah,
that his presence, hallelujah, that his praise, glory to God. See, that's what the word glory means, his presence and his praise may dwell in our land, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God another praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey! I say, give him another praise, beloved.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
This is your time now. This is our time now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God has spoken it. Amen. Let the church. No. Let the fellowship say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, watch out, Brother Brian. I hear you over there. Glory to God. Watch out, Brother Bobby. I hear you over there. Watch out, Evangelist. I hear you over there. Glory to God. Watch out, Elder Andre. I hear you over there. Hallelujah. Watch out, First Lady Andre. I hear you over there. Glory to God. Watch out, Mother. I hear you over there. And everybody that's under the sound of my voice, rejoice. Rejoice. In the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's time for us to give God the real praise. It's time for us to give God the real praise. We done got in these churches, glory to God.
We done got too doggone sophisticated. Glory to God. We give God a little cute praise like God ain't done nothing for us. Hallelujah. We give God praise like he just the average. But no, he not. He God. Hallelujah. You need to give God praise with all your strength, all your might. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Everybody pass you by, but God, hallelujah. Folks turn their nose up at you, but God, hallelujah. People trying to curse you, but God, hallelujah. Glory to God. People trying to dig a grave for you, but God, oh, so cold. People trying to tell you you ain't going to make it. You ain't going to be nothing, but God, How many know their butt is only good if God is behind it? If God get behind your butt, it don't matter what nobody else say. Why? Because butt is a cancellation, glory to God. So everything, devil, you've said about us, but God. Come on here, somebody. You got to put a but God in there, glory to God. That's how you cut the devil off, but God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Come on and give God a shout, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You trying to tell me some crazy devil, but God, hallelujah, glory to God.
Glory, hallelujah.
How your bills don't get paid, but God will supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You got to have a but God in every situation. And then put the word behind it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Everybody died from the virus, but God said no plague shall come not my dwelling. But God said he is the God that healeth me. Hey, hallelujah, glory to God. But God, oh, son, oh,
God, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
you.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, I got a but God for my situation. Hallelujah.
Neighbor, I got but God on my situation.
Mm. Hallelujah. Come say, my probation gonna be all right. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
My probation gonna be all right.
Glory to God. Somebody give God a shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 I tell you, I feel God. I'm so cool. If you feel God in your atmosphere, come on and give him a praise.
Hallelujah.
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. We thank God tonight. We thank God tonight. Can somebody say, neighbor, get ready to live again. I know you've seen yourself in dreams and visions. God, get ready to bring that dream to pass. Hallelujah. If you done had a dream about God blessing you and bringing you into a future so bright, glory to God, that you had to wear two pair of shades, come on, give God a praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's been ready to happen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Somebody might say, well, Apostle, you don't know how old I am, Apostle. Amen. God don't care about age. God says, if you can believe me, all things are possible to him that believes. How many know that God sometime will wait till we get in our mature age? Notice I didn't say old age. I said mature age so we can appreciate the blessing more. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Absolutely.
And then we start laughing because we know, God, this ain't nobody but you, hallelujah, because I couldn't have did this. Glory to God, hallelujah. I still don't know how you did it, glory to God. But I'm living in it. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God, yes, God. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to your great name, God, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen, amen. Come on in, Elder Andre. Hallelujah. The anointing of God is just flowing like water right now. Come on in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for that word on today. God is about to, hallelujah. He's doing some things. It's already done. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, we got to start changing the way, we got to change the way we talk too. He ain't finna do it. Hallelujah. He ain't doing it.
It's already done.
It's already done. Hallelujah. He said it on the cross. We missed it. He said it's finished. Oh, hallelujah. He said it's done. He said it's over with. It don't need no more work to it. You can't add to it. It's a finished work. Hallelujah. Praise God. He even told Jeremiah, before the cross even came into play, he told Jeremiah, before I formed you in your mother's belly, I knew you. I ordained you. I already made this happen before you were even thought of. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, that's important to know, because somebody out there think you an accident. That's what they told you. You ain't supposed to be here. Hallelujah. Praise God. You ain't supposed to be here. You was an accident. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't even know who your daddy is. Praise God. But God say you was no accident. Before I formed you in your mother's belly, I knew you. I ordained you. I predestined you. Remember a couple weeks back, the man of God broke down predestination. You were predestined before your mama met your daddy, before your grandma met your granddaddy. For your great-grandmama met your great-granddaddy. I already planned this out. You are not an accident. So everything I said was going to come to pass in your life is about to come to pass. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm a
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Watch this. The Lord told me to say, he told me this. Hallelujah. I don't know who this is for. Hallelujah. But you remember the man of God was talking about covenant. Hallelujah. A couple weeks ago. Praise God. For some reason, tonight the Lord just dropped into my spirit. You remember that TV show? Hallelujah. Amen. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Hallelujah, praise God.
Yes.
And Will had to go live with his auntie and his uncle. And if you watch the show, it came out when I was in middle school, so I watched the show, hallelujah, every Monday when it came on. And if you watch the show like I did, you know that the first couple of seasons, he felt like a guest. Hallelujah. He didn't feel like he didn't understand that he was family. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. He was still looking at it like I'm a visitor in this house. Praise God. I'm lucky just to be in the house. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. But the Lord say you are not just a guest in this house. Hallelujah. You are family. You are a blood relative. Hallelujah. You are blood. You ain't got to go ask Carlton for nothing. Go ask Uncle Phil. Uncle Phil is God. One episode, Uncle Phil told Will, he say, you can come to me and ask me for anything, just like Carlton does.
Man.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the Lord say, that's the kind of attitude I want y'all to get on. From moving from faith to covenant, you ain't got to go ask apostle because you asked the Lord if he would bless me. Hallelujah, praise God. He said, no, you a blood relative also. Hallelujah, amen. You can come to me just like apostle come to me, just like elder come to me, just like everybody else come and say, Daddy, can I get $300? Hallelujah. You can come to me and ask the same thing. You have the same rights. The same privileges. You are not adopted. See, that's the difference. Will wasn't adopted. Hallelujah. He's a blood relative. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's in the bloodline. Hallelujah. You got to understand God is in your DNA. Lord, have mercy today. Hallelujah. He in your DNA. Y'all share the same blood. Hallelujah. Praise God. Anything you want, hallelujah, amen, you can have because God is your father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Daddy, I need $300. Y'all remember that commercial? Daddy, I need $300. Hallelujah. And she asked him for it like it wasn't nothing. God say, when you going to start asking me for stuff like you just know? Y'all ain't catching on to what the Lord is saying. When you going to start asking me for stuff like you just know I'm going to give it to you?
Hey.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Like you ain't worried about it. I just know God is going to do this for me. Why? Because he is who he said he is. He is God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We ought to be excited on the level that God got us on to where we can just knock on the door. Excuse me, Daddy. Can I talk to you for a second? Hallelujah. You ain't got to ask nobody else to go knock on the door for you. You can go knock on the door for yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word on tonight. We thank God for the man of God. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you for allowing us to come together in your name. We want to thank you for your word on tonight. Hallelujah. We want to thank you, Lord, that you are the God of salvation. Hallelujah. You are the God of supply. Hallelujah. That you will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah, Lord, for you. We love you. We appreciate you. We thank God for the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah. Continue to bless him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. Continue to prosper him, hallelujah, in both spirit, hallelujah, in body and mind, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you for everything you're doing in his life, everything you're doing in his ministry. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for divine connection on the day. Hallelujah. We thank you for divine revelation on today. Hallelujah. We thank you for divine destination on today, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you. Lord, have mercy. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you. And we thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we praise your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We just praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Your word is to be praised. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We need to take just a few seconds and just give him some praise. Hallelujah. We need to take a few seconds and thank him for his name. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. You're worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah, Lord.
You're worthy to be lifted up. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. Neither has entered into the hearts of men.
Hallelujah.
He said, eyes have not seen. That means you done seen people blessed. Hallelujah. But I'm going to bless you beyond what you've seen me do for others. Oh, Lord. Well, Lord, I wish you could bless me like you blessed them. I'm about to bless you beyond what you done seen. Hallelujah. You done heard all bless this person over here, but I'm about to bless you beyond what you heard I could do. Oh, glory to God. Neither is it in the heart. You can't even fathom. You can't even imagine. In your wildest dreams, you can't see it. Hallelujah. You can't make a movie about it. Hallelujah. Because you can't even imagine it. Hallelujah. Praise God. My God, what do you say? I say the nation's going to call you blessed. Hallelujah. The nations.
Yes, Lord.
The nations. The nations. Oh, y'all don't. So y'all ain't excited. I said the nation's going to call you blessed. The nation's going to call you anointed.
Hallelujah.
People ain't going to want to mess with you. They going to want to kill you, but going to be too scared to kill you. You don't, oh my God, y'all don't understand. They gonna
Hallelujah, bro.
But they're going to be too scared to do something to you. Hallelujah, Lord. They're going to want to speak against you, but they're going to be too scared to speak against you. They're going to they scared to see that anointing is on your life. You ought to be excited. Hallelujah. You better shout now because you ain't going to have time to shout then. Hallelujah. You better, you're going to get a couple of hallelujahs in you, and then you on the move because God said, I got things to do. Well, 50 Cent had a song, I got places to go. I got people to see. Hallelujah. I know y'all don't know it. He said, the penitentiary ain't the place for me. I got things to do. I ain't got time. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. God said, I'm finna give you a schedule. Y'all ain't hear me. Y'all ain't got schedules right now. You got a routine. Oh, my God. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying. You have a routine. You don't have a schedule.
God,
hallelujah. Praise God. God say, I'm getting ready to give you a schedule where you got to be here at 3:30, but you got to hurry up and leave when you leave that because at 4:15, you got an appointment over here. But don't forget, at 5 o'clock, you got dinner with so-and-so. Hallelujah. Amen. But don't forget, 9 o'clock, you got a late dinner. So don't eat too much at the first dinner. Hallelujah. Because you don't want to look full at the second dinner. Y'all don't understand. Then you got brunch in the morning. Hallelujah. Amen. You got brunch. You got breakfast. Then you got brunch. Then you got a luncheon. Then you a guest speaker over here. Y'all don't understand. He said, I'm getting ready to put some time. You say, Lord, I got too much time on my hand. I ain't got nothing to do. I'm tired of reading. I done read till I can't read no more. I done watched TV. Ain't no more series to watch. I done seen every movie. I done watched Boys and Hood 15 times. I'm tired, Lord. Ain't nothing for me to do. He say, I'm finna give you a schedule. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to move forward, y'all, but the Lord say, I'm finna give you a schedule. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Wake up, man of God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't be sleeping on God. Hallelujah. Don't be sleeping on that blessing. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Don't,
yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, you might want to get your rest in now because he's going to give you a schedule. Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all don't understand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You're going to have to get used to being busy. I ain't talking about how you was busy at work. I'm talking about you gonna have to be busy. Hallelujah. Like Michael Jackson was busy. Like the stars be busy. You like the president busy. He in Korea today. Hallelujah. Japan tomorrow. Then he down in Mexico. 5 hours after that, he back at the White House. Then he over there in Nevada. Back over here in California. Then he over here in Texas.
Mm.
You gonna be on the move. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Mm.
Hallelujah. I'm trying to calm down, but the Lord said, you about to get some frequent flyer mileage. I don't know if they even still get it, but that's what the Lord said. Hallelujah. You about to rack up the mileage.
You
mean
that.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for that word on today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for elevation. We thank you, Lord, for salvation.
Yes,
hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for manifestation. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You ought to be excited about what God is about to do.
You know
the enemy right now, hallelujah, is trying to cancel some things. Amen. Hallelujah. The enemy is trying to bring discouragement. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
But the devil is alive. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we
he is.
The devil right now, and we touch and agree, and we bind and we rebuke the spirit of doubt.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. Yeah, Baba. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The devil is alive. We bind the spirit of doubt. We bind the spirit, hallelujah, that's trying to prevent us from receiving our blessing. We bind it and we cast it away in the name of Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah.
Amen. Somebody give God a shout for his word. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Hey, we receive that word. Come on and give God praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
God.
Thank hallelujah. You, Lord. Hallelujah. The phone line is open. Y'all know the enemy been trying to cut this out all night. Y'all just don't know on my end. Hallelujah. The enemy been trying to cut this out all night. Hallelujah. Because he know that it was some revelation coming tonight, and he didn't want us to get it. Hallelujah. Praise
hey,
God. But we got it anyway, devil. Ha, ha. Ha, ha. We got it anyway.
Hey.
Hallelujah. You can't stop God. My God, hallelujah on today.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
We thank God. Hallelujah. Everybody, I'm gonna go and open up the line. If you got a testimony or a prayer request, the line's open. Hallelujah. Praise God. The line is open. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Praise your mother. Praise God, mother. Bless you.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord at all times. And his praise is going to continually be in my mouth. What a word, apostle. What a word, what a word. What a word, Pastor Andre. I thank you, praise God, for everyone that's on the line. That truly was a destinated word. Apostle Paul, because God wants us to know that in him there is no failure. In God there is no failure.
Mm.
And he wants us to praise him and give him all the honor. I thank God that somebody called and told me, come on the line. Don't you know you're supposed to be on the line? And I said, wow. And my caregiver was here the whole time. She said, I just let you spell. I said, wow. She wouldn't even wake me up. But I thank you, praise God, that she called the line for me. And I was brought on the line. I thank you, praise God. Because God have a reason. He wanted me to hear this, y'all. He want us to hear some things.
Yeah.
Because we act like we don't know who God is. When the man of God or the women of God or anybody that God used, they praise him. Give him a praise. We all be jumping up like popcorn to do it. We all be
Amen.
To do it. Because you know what? Everybody ain't forcing it like we are. Somebody went on today. Somebody didn't wake up this morning. But I give God all the praise. I'm talking about me. I give him all the honor. And I get sad when it comes to praising God, we don't praise him like we should. We don't acknowledge him. We need to acknowledge God in everything we do. I thank you, praise him, for everyone on the line. And I thank you, praise him, that I was allowed to come on the line to hear a destiny word from God. That was a word from God. He tried to get us ready. Ain't nothing important than knowing the word of God and his will. His will. We need to be really serious in seeking him. We act like this is a joke. This ain't no joke. We all praise him like we did at the ball game and at the football game. He gave us the best opportunity to be on the line tonight. Lord, keep praying for me. Thank you, Apostle, for bringing that word.
Amen, mother. Bless you, mother. Amen.
Amen. Do we have any other comments of encouragement on tonight? Hallelujah. Any questions on tonight? Hallelujah. We want to honor any questions that you put on the throne of grace on tonight. We always want to tell you the only dumb question, the only stupid question that you can ask is the one you don't ask. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We invite questions, hallelujah, because the Bible says that my people perish for the lack of knowledge. But we are here to make sure you receive that knowledge, hallelujah. So are there any questions, hallelujah, on tonight?
Thank you, Father, hallelujah.
Amen. Well, we bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. He is truly worthy to be praised. He's truly worthy to be magnified. He's worthy to be lifted up on tonight. Hallelujah. And we praise him. Hallelujah. For the God that he is. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. We want to remind you, if you haven't, amen, planted that seed, get the seed in the ground. Hallelujah. So you can reap your harvest. Amen. Praise God. Those of you out there on YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, we are here every night. Praise God. 5 p.m. Pacific time, 7 o'clock Central Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We are here. We are live. We are full effect. Hallelujah. We are lifting up the name of God, the name of Jesus, the name of Yahshua. Hallelujah. We are here. Praise God to praise his mighty name. Hallelujah. We want you to praise him with us. Hallelujah. We want you to see the miracles of God, hallelujah, manifest in your life like they manifest in ours. Hallelujah. So we invite you to come back, listen in with us, call in with us. Hallelujah. Be on the line with us. Put the test. If you got a prayer request, put it on the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Let us pray with you. Amen. And let's watch God manifest himself in your life. Let's watch God work that thing out for you. Praise God on today. We thank God for you. We will be back here on tomorrow night. Amen. With another word from the Lord. Hallelujah. We having another praise fest. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of you know every day you need to have a praise fit? Hallelujah. Amen. Every day you need to take you about 1 or 2 minutes and go somewhere and just go crazy. Hallelujah. And have a praise fest in the name of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And watch God. We always say that kind of stuff, but if we really believe it, we praise him more than just when we go to church. We say when the praises Amen. Go up, the blessings come down. Then why you only praise him on Sunday? Hallelujah. You only want a blessing on Sunday? I don't know about you, but I want a blessing on Monday. I want one on Tuesday. I'll take two of them on Wednesday, 3 or 4 of them on Thursday. Hallelujah. Every day of the week. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if we believe our praise equals a blessing, then why ain't you opening up your mouth every day? Hallelujah. You should be in the middle of your, at the middle of your shift, just scream, hallelujah. What's wrong with you? Praise God. Oh, nothing. I just felt it. I just felt it. Keep going. We can keep going. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's truly a blessing to be on the line today. Truly a blessing. Hallelujah. Like I said, the revival, it just won't stop. We'll be back here tomorrow, same time, same channel. We invite all of y'all back with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And worship with us in the name of the Lord. I'm about to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God. He's going to dismiss us and make his final announcements and give the benediction. Apostle, it's back in your hands. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise
Amen. God. Amen. Thank you, man of God. Thank you so much, man of God. Amen. Somebody give God praise for Elder Andre.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless the name of God. Bless
you. We bless the Lord on tonight. We thank him. We thank him. We thank him. Hallelujah. I mean, we can never thank him enough.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody that has revived you, how many know that you owe them everything?
Amen.
Amen. Some of us don't realize yet, but we owe God everything. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that we are and everything that we think he is, amen, it's all because of him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I think Psalms 100 said it is he that has made us and not we ourselves. Come on here, somebody.
That's what
hallelujah.
It says.
Because we give to he the one that made us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We can't give praise to the one that made us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It's different, you know, if he hadn't have made us, but God has made us. Come on here, somebody. We think mama and daddy made us. No, they didn't make us. They were just two people that was used by God to perform his will. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
They didn't even know what they was making when they made us, hallelujah. They didn't know something this supernatural was going to come out of their womb. Come on here, somebody. But God did. Come on here. God set it up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, I wish we could think about it. Hallelujah. Glory. They didn't know what kind of potentate was getting ready to come into the earth, glory to God. But God knew. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Abraham and Sarah didn't know how potent Isaac was going to be. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But God did. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I mean, you know that nothing just happened. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Some people are born for man's glory. Some people are born for God's glory. Hallelujah. I mean, you know that the more hell you go through, that's what lets you know that you was born for God's glory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I got the message all tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You wonder why, Lord, why do I have to go through so much hell? Why do I got to be hated so much, Lord? Why I got to be talked about like a dog with four legs? Why, Lord? Why? God said, because you were born for my glory. Come on here, somebody. So how many know that the same folk that talk about you and lie on you and be the same folk calling you for prayer? You know, I done ran into some, you know. I just want you to pray for me. You want me to pray for you? Glory to God. If you done did me on any kind of way, you want me to pray for you? Glory to God. And you know, just out of faith, that we pray for them and God answer. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, I wish somebody would give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It still bless you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The song right said it could have been me. Outdoors, no shoes, no clothes. But thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me. We can't never get to the place where we get so sophisticated that we think that we always been where we at. No, Lord, keep me humble, Lord. Let me always remember that I wasn't always here. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So that I never forget to give you all the praise, hallelujah, and all the glory. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Somebody give God another praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, amen, amen. Thanking God for how he's moving for us in this hour. I mean, I'm excited. I don't know about you, Tyler God, but I'm excited.
Hallelujah.
I feel something big on the horizon. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Somebody say God is doing big things. Hallelujah. God doing big things.
Big things.
You got to get out of this small thing, because, see, God ain't a small guy. See, when God do something, he needs somebody that can believe him for big things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Things that don't make no sense, things, hallelujah. People be trying to wonder, how did you get that, glory to God? You know, so I didn't know that you had it like that. No, you didn't know that the God I serve got it like that, glory to God. And because of them connected, how do you know sometimes you can just get things being connected to the right people? I'm going to leave you alone tonight, beloved. Hallelujah. But sometimes it just pays to be connected to certain people. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because they'll break you something off. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They'll break you something off just from being around them. Come on here, somebody. Just from being in their company. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost again, y'all. I'm sorry. No, I ain't sorry. Glory to God. God is saying you need to know being in my company have benefits. Being in my presence have benefits. Being around me, you get benefits. Glory to God. Talking about me, bragging on me, carry benefits. Come on here, somebody.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Oh, y'all ain't ready for God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody, God finna bless somebody with a Mercedes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you what I'm hearing the Holy Ghost say. Somebody finna drive a Mercedes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm talking about clean. Hallelujah. I'm talking about he going to give you your heart's desire. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I just hear that Jefferson song, Moving On Up. To that deluxe apartment in the sky. Hallelujah. You better get ready to move on up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many know that they came out the hood? But George, when God got through blessing him, he was in a condo? Glory to God. Penthouse? Glory. He was up there with the rich folk. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God getting ready to do something that's getting ready to blow your mind, beloved. Hallelujah. Somebody give God another shout of praise.
Oh,
yeah. Hey, shout out to God. Shout out to God. When God had me to speak to him, beloved, he don't just have me speaking for nothing. Because when God speaks to me, he manifests what he said. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God, tell me to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Somebody ready to make that move.
Hallelujah.
I said somebody ready to make that move.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And God said your praise will put you in a position because you don't care what folks think about you. And God said, I've been trying to get you to that place to get you over people. Amen. Because people will make you miss your blessing. If you don't believe me, ask Moses. Glory to God. Moses got too involved with the people and it caused him to miss going into the land. Come on here, somebody. God said, I'll show it to you, but you won't go in. Glory to God. Because when I told you to speak to the rock, you smote the rock because you got mad at the people. Hallelujah. Don't you make people make you miss your blessing. Come on here, somebody. You better get over people.
Hallelujah.
Because people going to talk about you no matter what. They're going to talk about you if you're broke. They're going to talk about you if you're rich. They're going to talk about you if you're doing good. They're going to talk about you if you're going bad. They're going to talk about you. Glory to God. But let them talk. Glory to God. But you walk with God. Come on here, somebody. And why are they talking? Glory to God. You just keep on walking and smiling and profiling. Hallelujah. And give them that wave, glory. I let them know, everything is all right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, y'all better give God a praise right now. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
God is saying in this hour, you better get wrapped up in the hymn. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because people ain't going to be the one that bless you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I mean, sometimes God will allow the punishment of your enemy is to watch you get blessed. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Come on now.
I'm trying to close it out, but the Holy Ghost said, no, tell them this. They need to know. Sometimes God will punish your enemy by making them watch you get blessed. God is talking to somebody. And God is saying, get ready.
Get ready. Because
I got something. Hey, so big in mind for you that you got to have your mind right in order to enjoy it. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
You can't worry about it, people.
Amen. Confirmation.
You just got to go ahead and relax and rest in the glory. You just got to know, look, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you. How many know that a steak tastes so much better when you eat it in front of somebody that didn't want you to have it? And God makes the steak all juicy and the juice running down your mouth and they looking at you, enjoying it, and they frowning up at you.
Yeah.
And you smiling and styling and profiling, glory to God, telling them, like, yeah, you know what? I can't believe God gave me a steak like this. I can't believe. This is so good. I wish you could taste some of it, glory to God. But I'm going to taste it for you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
I mean, know that Joseph's brother wasn't happy for him when he got the blessing. Come on here, somebody. But it didn't stop Joseph from getting the blessing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Who is God talking to? I said his brother wasn't happy about him getting the blessing, but it didn't stop him from getting the blessing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And sometimes God will use people that think they're doing you wrong, and God said, no, they're setting you up. Yeah. Prophesy, boy. They setting you up, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Setting you up for a come up. Come
you tried to
now.
Keep me away from the blessing, but you set me up to go straight to it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
That's why Joseph said, what you meant for evil, God meant it for the good. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Big Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He's setting somebody up. Come on here, somebody. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hey, glory to God.
He's
a favor.
Glory to God.
God ain't just talking for nothing, y'all. Let me tell you something. A recession is about to hit. Amen. And when the recession hit, guess what? God said, my people going to still be blessed. They still going to be blessed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And people going to be wondering, how are you getting all this stuff and we in a recession? How are you getting all this and we ain't able to get it? How many know favor? Y'all not about Sunday. Because God said, your blessing is in me. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
Thank you, Father. Come on, give God one more shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. We're getting ready to close it out. Are there any more questions? Are there any more comments? Thank you, Lord.
Everything you said, Apostles, confirmation.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, woman of God. Hallelujah. Hey, shatadadabokondarabasando. Hey, shatadadabokorabasando.
Yeah.
The Lord saying that everything around you is about to change. It's about to shift. God said, I'm turning it around. I'm overturning it. How many know that when you overturn something, that means that the ruling that was, it's going to be nullified. Hallelujah! Shababa.
Glory to God.
Y'all finna overturn somebody's report. You got a negative report, but God said, don't believe that because I'm finna overturn it.
Thank
the Lord.
Woo!
Hallelujah!
Glory to God.
Let me tell you something.
Amen.
Can I tell you something before the Lord had me close it out?
Amen.
Amen.
God said, if you believe him, give him a 3-second praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise.
Give me a praise. I got it already.
Yes. Glory. Glory.
He said, because it's coming. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah.
I want to say thank you for letting God use you as he please. Thank you for that confirmation. That's confirmation through some things that me as a person, as a vessel, been going through. You know,
yes, Lord.
David isn't fair.
Keep going.
Why am I going to do this? I know that the devil's going to be on. So this confirmation is the stuff I've been going through. I say hi. So I'm doing a good job. But you working for the enemy when you do that, when you rise up against the faith like people do, and they think they walk away with a flower. But I don't. The devil drives them into a crowd upside down. They don't even know that.